על ידי היתר ממש לחוף ה' חשבון תופשין פי בייס רבי שואלוק.
Good morning. The share is a continuation or a representation of part of the share that we gave a few weeks ago. We were speaking regarding the Indian of publicizing mitzvahs that a person has done. It was a few weeks ago, so we're going to just recap very little bit the basic Makoiris in Shulchan Aruch that we find. And obviously this is something that's very Nogea, it's very applicable to the current situation where people are continuously approached for the various needs and there are various methods in which people do their charitable giving. So it's very important to know how and when one should publicize, or one can publicize, or whether it is correct to publicize the mitzvahs that one does. But also it applies to every single time one does mitzvahs in the public domain, where people can see how you perform the mitzvahs, and we have to consider whether it's appropriate for a person to do mitzvahs where everybody notices that he's doing a mitzvah. In Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned in Hilchas Tanis, I'll read it again, just should be encapsulated in short. Hamis'aneh, somebody who's fasting, umefarsem atzmoy la'achem, he publicizes himself to others, lehishtabeach shehu mis'aneh, to praise himself that he is fasting, hu ne'en ashalkach, he gets punished for that. So we mentioned in the story, this is the Makor for this, is the Yerushalmi, we mentioned the Yerushalmi, we're going to not repeat that one. On the other hand, in Hilchas Tzedakah, we mentioned this as well. This is in Yerudea, Hilchas Tzedakah, and the lowest level of Tzedakah, but nevertheless the mitzvah Tzedakah. It says, "Pochis mizeh sheyitin lo be'etzev," he should give his Tzedakah with a sad demeanor. "Va'al kol ponim lo yispoe ha'odom," at the very least, a person should not publicize the Tzedakah shenoisin. V'im mispoe, if he does publicize it, if he's mispoe, he praises himself for it, then loydai she'enu mekabel schar, not only does he not receive reward for the mitzvah that he has performed, ela afilu manishin moisaleh, he even gets punished for the mitzvah that he has done. And then we finished off, the Ramah finishes off, u'mikol mokei mishem makdish dover letztoka, somebody who donates something to tztoka, muter loy sheyichtev shmoy olav, it is permitted to write his name on it. Sheyehei loy lezikon, it should be a memory for him. V'roy laseskein, it is fitting to do so. And this was a quote from the Rashba. This is a quote from the Rashba. We didn't really discuss, we just mentioned the various Mekoimas, the Ma'ar Mekoimas, where this Rashba comes from. It will become important later on. So we're going to mention it again, but not quite yet. So don't worry about where we learn it out from. Now, to get back into it, we mentioned the Taz there in Yerudea. He says, do you know why? Why is it important? Why should a person attach his name to the thing that he's donating? So the Taz says, in order that it should not be changed. In order that people don't have the right to change it over. It's a little bit halacha, a little bit later, Mishnah Gimel, that if the Gaboi Tzedakah wish to change an item that has been donated from one mitzvah, they want to sell it and use the money for something else, they may do so. And they may even go it to a lower level of tzedakah. So for example, you can sell a Sefer Torah and they could use the money, the proceeds, in theory, to buy chairs. They could do that. But only if it's Nishtaka Hashem, the owner, the person who donated it, had lost the name, it wasn't attached to him anymore. Right? And the way to stop that, to ensure that the Gaboim do not have the right to do that, says the Taz, is if it's not Nishtaka Hashem. That means that still is remembered that this was donated by this person, and therefore the Gaboim do not have that. They have got the right to change it to something, to an equivalent level, that they can do. So they can sell one Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. Or let's say, for example, a Sefer Torah is too heavy and they don't want it anymore in the shul because the people can't do a hamba with it. So therefore they might sell it and buy another one. No problem. But they can't sell it for something else if it's not Nishtak Hashem. So by writing the name on it, you have ensured that they cannot change it from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. And the Nekudas HaKesef, and today we are now going to add a bit to what we spoke previously, the Nekudas HaKesef says, Lechinom, gratuitously, Bodot HaMilibo, he invented his own reasons. Now he's not happy with the Taz. The Taz invented his own reason. You look in the Rashba, and you'll see the reason is not that. And the Rashba, that's why it's important to know what the reason for the Rashba. We mentioned the Gemara in Bava Basra last time, so we're just going to be very bekitzer. It's talking about that Yosef ben Yehezer had a son who was not following the derech that he wanted, and therefore he cut him out of his will. He gave all the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Yosef ben Yehezer married the daughter of the tiara maker of the king, and they had a baby. He bought a fish. They found a precious pearl there, and it was worth 13 times the amount that he'd been cut out. He'd lost from the will, and he donated 7 of those times, those aliyas, he donated to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was written down. So we see that it's written down in the Beis HaMikdash. They wrote down that what Yosef ben Yehezer had donated and what his son had donated, and it has nothing to do, says the Kutz HaKesef, that's got nothing to do with changing the mitzvah from one thing to another thing. Completely irrelevant. So the Taz has completely missed the point. The other Makoyer which the Rashba brings is a Medrash in Rus. I was very bekitzed last time because of the time pressures. So I'll just read it, try and read it a little bit longer. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Marian, he's talking about there that people have done mitzvahs, and had they known the effects or the way the mitzvah would be presented in the Torah, they would have done it differently. She'ilu ha'yeruvin yoidea shakodesh baruch hu machtiv olov, that Kodesh Baruch Hu writes on him vayishma ruvin vayatzileyu miyodom. He would have taken Reuven on his shoulders. Regarding Rus, that he gave, he provided her with some kernels of grain. Then, he would have given her to eat fattened calves. So they would have done the mitzvah in a better way had they known that Kodesh Baruch Hu was writing. Just by the way, not pshat that they did it for the wood out of memory. Pshat is that had they been confident that the mitzvah was a good thing to do, they would have done it. But because they were not so confident in their that it was the right thing to do, they did the mitzvah, but they did it not as wholeheartedly as they would have done it because they weren't completely convinced it was the right thing to do. Cholili to say that they were trying to achieve something memorial for the future. This Medrash finishes off, Medrash in Rus, Reb Koy Reb Yishua de Sichten, B'Shem Reb Levi, L'She'ova in the past, Hoya Odom Oise Mitzvah V'Hanovi Koisva, a person would do a mitzvah and the Novi would write it down. V'Achshov, K'She Odom Oise Mitzvah Mi Koisva, who write it down? Elio Koisva, U'Melech HaMoshiach, V'HaKodesh Baruch Hu Choisem Al Yedeh. Finishes off with the Pasuk. Right? So from here, this is the Makar of the Rashba. It's a good thing to write things down. Well, we need to talk about that Elio, Melech HaMashiach, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Choisim, what's Pshat? Elio, Melech HaMashiach, Choisim, and how they're writing down what the mitzvahs are writing, being written down. If we get the time, if I manage to squeeze everything in, I'll come back to that Bli Neder. Baal Kol Ponim says the Kudus HaKesef, that these are the Makoyers of the Rashba, and it has nothing to do with changing the name from one person to another person. Completely irrelevant. It's a good thing to do, that the mitzvah should be in posterity, should be written down. It's a good thing to do. And therefore, the Kudus HaKesef says, go ahead. Go ahead. Remember, the Rashba's case was when a person had a Beis HaMedrash. He had a house next to the Beis HaMedrash. There was a Beis HaMedrash. Next to the Beis HaMedrash, he had a house. It was tight, so it was squashy. He wanted to add his house to the Beis HaMedrash. And by adding it to it, he wanted to have his name donated from by this person. And the Rashba said, yeah, it's a good thing. I'm going to read you a Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and it's right at the end. In the Shulchan Aruch is divided up; it goes through the day. But right at the end of the morning of the first day, the Oyer Chaim, in the beginning of the davening, at the end of davening, there after Kriyas Torah, after Tachnun, after Beis HaKnesses, after that, he just goes to Mogen Avraham, and Mishnah does the same thing. All random halachas, which are very interesting and important for a person to behave that way throughout the day. So there's a whole list there. And in this Mogen Avraham, which is very long, in the middle of the list, he brings our Rashba. Kosav HaRashba, this is in Kufun Dalet. He brings the Rashba, Kosav HaRashba. And he brings the words of the Rashba, the wording. Ad kan l'shoinoi, I'm not going to read it to you again. Ad kan l'shoinoi. V'ayin b'yeredei simon reish mem tes if you'd gimel the simon reish nun begimel siv gimel, end, full stop. The Mefarshim we explain that is those are the halachas in Yeredeia about changing the name and changing the object from one to another because he learns that the Taz and not like the Nekudas HaKesef. So the Magen Avraham learned that the Taz pshat in the Rashba. So the Taz is not alone, and therefore comes out called the Magen Avraham as well. It's not appropriate to publicize, put a name next to something, unless it's in order that you shouldn't be able to change it. Person wants to put a donation in charity, according to this, you shouldn't put your name. Maskim, that if the reason why you're giving your donation in charity is because that person gave you and your donation in charity, and you've got no choice, you have to put your name, because the whole purpose of giving it is that the other person should know that you've given him. Or it's your nephew, it's your son, it's your everything. So of course you have to put your name. We're not talking about where you've got ulterior motives. Let's not say those motives are very nice and sweet, they're not stalker. We're talking about if you're just discussing the mitzvah stalker, you should be put anonymous according to us, whereas according to the Rashba, no, go ahead. Makes enough gemina. But the Magen Avraham is very interesting because he carries on and he brings some more halachas. Echod bono beis haknesses. Somebody built a shul. V'rotzu hakohol lehishtatef imoy b'moyz. People wanted to give him money, unusual thing. People, you can't imagine such a thing. People wanted to give money. He didn't, he wasn't going to collect it. They came to him. They wanted to join in the mitzvah. But Rotzo lishtatif, akol lishtatif b'mois. V'loi Rotzo, he did not want. Kedei sheyi eloi ulezaroi l'shem. I want them to know that this is the lock-based manner. The kolozaroi. He was trying to achieve that his name should carry on through a generation. Kolozaroi. That was the punishment. That is from Sefer Chassidim. Then he brings a medrash rabba. Berabba pashas achari. Im ein la'odah mitzvah kavua ledoiris. If a person does not have a mitzvah kavua ledoiris, which is fixed for generations, ma hano yeshloi. What pleasure does he have? That's going on the Pasuk. It's a Medrash Rabbi Nachrim Weiss. Oyev mitzvahs lo yitzvahs mitzvahs. So oyev keser lo yispa keser. That's what it says. So the Medrash explains, oyev mitzvahs lo yispa mitzvahs. You won't be happy. Shekol mi shehoime umuhuma. Anybody who is in a turmoil, he is excited. Acha ha-mitzvahs, after mitzvahs. U mitzvah kvua lo doyres, but a fixed mitzvah for generations. Ein loy. Ma hano yeshlo, what benefit does he have? Teda lechosha who came. I will prove to you that this is so. Shari Moshe, kamo mitzvus et stoka oso, the kamo maisim toivim hoyu beyodoi. And nevertheless, the yesh loy mitzvah kavu ala doiris, hodo hu dechsiv, oz yavdil Moshe, then Moshe will separate, set aside. And that's referring to the Ori Miklot. He'd given the Torah. And one has to ask why that's not considered enough of a mitzvah kavua l'doiris. But he'd given the Torah. And yet, towards the end of his life, he still wanted to put aside the three mitzvahs, the three cities, the Ori Miklat, in order to have this mitzvah kavua l'doiris. And that is the makoir of the Magen Avraham, when the Magen Avraham says, therefore a person should do a mitzvah and make it kavua l'doiris for generations. So there is that element of giving over, doing a mitzvah, and in establishing, thinking of the future, that the mitzvah should be kavua l'doiris. Then the Magen Avraham brings the Gemara, which I mentioned last time, the Gemara in Yuma, that they used to show the Sefer Torah. They used to show the Sefer Torah, where the Kohen Gadol used to read the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur, he used to show the Sefer Torah, everybody used to bring their own Sefer Torah from home, and show the Sefer Torah. I'll read you out the Lashon of the Gemara when I have it. The Rashi, Laharois Chazutzoi L'Rabim, says Rashi, Laharois No Yoish Al Sefer Torah, Utiferes Baleho. He toiled, he troubled himself, he went an effort to make a beautiful mitzvah. And that also the Magen Avraham brings, lahalocha and orachayim, and that's an appropriate thing to do. So we're left with a bit of a, some things are obvious perhaps we feel, but we're left with a bit stuck really to understand when yes, when not, what is the general rule. And we also have to understand that we've got a machlekas here, But what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Why would you want a mitzvah kavura deiris? Now there's a Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek had a very interesting story. I'm sure it'll ring a bell. In the shul that they wrote the letter to the Tzemach Tzedek, in the Oron HaKodesh, when they opened the Oron HaKodesh on the inside door, on the inside panel of the Oron HaKodesh, there was a paper, a drawing, which had a kapitel Tehillim in the form of a menorah. And it's brought from some storim, he says, that what they had done there was some sort of a shmirah on the whole town, or the whole kehillah, it looked after the whole kehillah. Now somebody came along, and he didn't like the way it was done. It wasn't particularly attractive, it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. So what he did was, he drew a nice example, and he had all the shemus written in parchment on it, and it was a beautiful work of art. And he put it up on the inside, without telling anybody, on the inside of the door. So one day they opened the door to Oron HaKodesh, and there was this, instead of the old piece of paper with this kapitel tehillim written in the form of a neira, now there was the new kapitel tehillim in the form of a neira, that beautifully done. And for 11 days, nobody said anything. So after 11 days, I think maybe it was 12 days, but I think it's important. He wrote, and he added an additional piece of paper, at the bottom of it he wrote, Nidvas ployni ben ployni, whoever. That's he wrote the water paper. Now there was a big rush in the town. People were very upset. They weren't happy with this, that he should have his name there, and they had a meeting to discuss whether he's got a right to do it, he's not got a right to do it, the kind of thing you might imagine would happen in any regular town. And in the middle of the night, somebody came along, and nobody knows who did it, and took the paper down. And then they asked the question in Tzemach Tzedek, is it right that he should put his name there? Is it not right? And if it is right, then now that somebody's taken it down, does that matter who should it be put back again or not put back again? And there's a Tumra in Stutzich. So the Tzemach Tzedek discusses what the purpose of putting your name down is. What are you trying to achieve? And the side of what he's saying, the crux of what he's explaining is the following. If a person takes £100 and gives it to the stocker, that's a massive mitzvah, gewaltig, and he's done something good, and he deserves reward for that mitzvah. Yeah. If a person takes £100 and he buys an object, let's say, for example, he buys some chairs for the shul, and people are sitting on those chairs, then rather than having done a one-off mitzvah of giving £100, he is continuously doing a mitzvah every single time somebody sits on his chair. For this reason, the meaning is, and the halacha taka is also, there's another reason as well, but when a person donates a Sefer Torah, we don't really donate the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah remains in the possession, the ownership of the person who donated the Sefer Torah, and he lends it to the shul. So on the one hand, he's also still makar the mitzvah of having a Sefer Torah, because it's his Sefer Torah, but also, every single time they're reading the Sefer Torah, they're reading from his Sefer Torah. So it's not just a one-off mitzvah. Now, you might say, yeah, but the mitzvah of giving a Sefer Torah is a mitzvah that's worth 35, 40, 50,000 pounds, whatever it is, whereas the mitzvah of reading a Sefer Torah, since you've kept the ownership of the Sefer Torah, is a completely smaller, much, much smaller mitzvah. You've not donated the money, which is true. Which is true. Nevertheless, over the long term, the advantage, the mile of keeping the Sefer Torah yours is more beneficial. Now, he says, Tzemach Tzedek explains that this. He says, when you're donating an object, and everybody can donate an object, and you donate your chair, you donate a light bulb, whatever they're collecting for, you donate your own, then there's no reason why anybody would object, and there's no reason why anybody would have the right to stop somebody else doing exactly the same. So go ahead. You donate your chair, I'll donate my chair, that my chair belongs to me, and your chair belongs to you, and we're all happy. Whereas a mitzvah which belongs to the rabbim, and there is only one, therefore the rabbim are entitled to turn around and say, we don't want that this mitzvah should belong only to you. We want to have a share in the mitzvah as well. There they're entitled to say that. So therefore, explains the Tzemach Tzedek, this piece of paper which they put on the inside of the door, since it was there, from their point of view, that it was done there in order to protect the town, everybody's entitled to say, we only need one protection. Only one is available. There's only one person it shouldn't be right that only one person's got a right to donate. We all want to have a part in this mitzvah, and he cannot object. Therefore, the person has no right to be the sole owner of this piece of paper. He cannot put his name on the bottom. Which means, the purpose of putting your name on the donation, The purpose of putting your name on the chair, if you donate a chair, whatever it is in order to say, this chair is mine, I've donated it, and even though I've donated to the tzibur and I have no further rights over it, nevertheless, it's my mitzvah, not your mitzvah. That's what a person's trying to achieve. V'hu adin, it doesn't have to stop when he's nifter. Mitzvah will carry on. The person donates a chair, and people carry on sitting on that chair which he donated, and he's continuously doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kavua ledoiros. That is the definition of mitzvah kavua ledoiros. Whereas, if he would donate that chair to the tzibur, and he wouldn't have his name on it, it's not his chair, it's the tzibur's chair, it's a random chair, then he's given the £100, which is a mitzvah, but it's not kavua ledoiros, it's not going to carry on. So the advantage, the point of putting a name on something, is in order it should carry on. We mentioned in passing something else, which he mentions in passing also, but we didn't really focus on it, and that was the ripple effect. There is also a ripple effect of a person donating something and having an effect which can also have an effect after a person is nifta. So by a person donating and adding his name to something, then it can have a positive effect on the tzibur, on the kehillah. This is a very important reason, because that applies even to, doesn't apply to objects. I'm just going to use a mashal because we're in Manchester, we all know this, but let's say, for example, we in Manchester, having had the benefit of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, have an advantage in the mitzvah and the protection of Shmiras HaLashon that other places do not have. And that is to the zchus of the Manchester Rosh Hashiva long after his nifta, because he made that mitzvah his own. There is an effect that people have in a Beis HaMedrash, in a shul, in a tzibur. Let's say, for example, there's a problem in a shul. It shouldn't happen anywhere. Of course it doesn't. Most places don't do this. But if it happens, a place that people don't talk in davening, lemoshel. Yeah, they do talk in davening, and there's one person that doesn't talk in davening. And everybody knows, Shlomi, you can't talk to him in davening. He doesn't talk. He won't answer you. Now, even long after Shlomi's nifta, but everybody would know, Shlomi never spoke in davening. That was his thing. Shlomi never spoke in davening. That has an effect. That has an effect, which can continue long after a person's nifta. So by attaching one's name to any mitzvah, it doesn't have to be a donation, one achieves that the effects of that mitzvah can perpetuate long after a person's nifta. And mitzvah Shem, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can actually count how much of an effect that has. But this is an effect why it's important, perhaps, for somebody to know that mitzvahs are being done. There is another, which is a svara ba'alma, but something which is not something I know, but I've heard it from other people, and it's something which is amazing. It seems that not everybody has the same amount of money in his pocket. And some people have a lot of money in their pocket, and you wouldn't know from the amount they give. Whereas other people have the same amount of money in their pocket, even less money in their pocket, and they do know how to give. Sometimes when the people know, and those who are in the know what this person's given and what this person's given and what this person's achieving and doing with his money, then other people can turn around and say, he's got the same amount, he could do that, or I could do that, and therefore they also feel more obliged to do the same. Whereas, I'm talking very vague, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, I don't really know this myself. I have heard it said, it's something which I've heard said, that so-and-so taught X place or X people how to give tzedakah. And what they mean is that when you see that somebody who perhaps is not so wealthy and is able and does and achieves and must, and the marshal for that, for me, was last night. Sharatoy had a dinner for a Moshe Gross, and it's amazing, I don't know if it's got to do with the amount of money in your pocket, or it's got to do with the amount of money, or how much heart you've got in your soul, how much you're willing to do, rather than the amount. And by putting a name to it, and standing up there to be counted, you can have an effect far, far beyond the actual power in your pocket, by showing other people the correct way to do it. So sometimes modesty is a false value. Sometimes modesty is the incorrect way of doing a mitzvah, because it's important to stand up and be counted, and to show everybody the right way to do. Moshul Moadoiva, let's go to our other moshul. If a person is in a shul where talking is a problem, and he wants to stand up and say, and put himself above the parapet and say, I am not talking during davening. That is something which is right to do, and being modest is a false value there, because there he is going to have an effect on people and to show people the correct thing to do. We need to finish off. We need to finish off with the Hamikdavar, the Netziv. Ask the question, the same question. He's talking about, he's focused mostly on that Rashi that I told you about taking the Sefer Torah and showing it in public. And he's asking the question, when are you supposed to hide things and when are you supposed to publicize things? What are you supposed to do? I want to find a piece of paper because I've underlined the bits that I want to read out to you. Oh, here it is. So he answers like this. If Ragamze loy koshemida, the inyan tznius hakoil lefi midas derech eretz. Tznius is according to midas derech eretz. The midas derech eretz means according to what's normal. Sharigam b'havayis ha'olam, even by worldly matters, yesh dvarim sh'oisim moisim b'fnei rabim, l'harais koichim v'otzim yodim k'moy oshe. There are some things that people do in order to publicize their wealth, in order a status symbol. There are certain cars, there are certain suits, there are certain ways of presenting oneself which are significant and which are indicative of a person's status. But there are some things which are over the top. Where is the line depends very much on the time and the place where you are. If somebody were to walk into the room here wearing a gold suit, however wealthy he is, it's simply ridiculous. And we've all seen world leaders, you see sometimes some of the things that they do, and you start looking at them, in their desperation to find some more a status symbol, they do something which is ridiculous. It's everything is according to the time and place where you are. Says the Netziv, that is the answer. Everybody's bringing their Sefer Torah to show Laharo is chazut l'rabim. That's appropriate. It's appropriate to show the tircha and the effort that you've gone to do the mitzvah, because you want to encourage everybody else to also tircha and effort to the mitzvah. But if you start doing something which is inappropriate, which is not according to the place, then you better have a good reason for it. You've got to have something which makes sense. Otherwise, first of all, you're making a fool of yourself. But when it comes to Torah, so let's say, for example, I don't want to say examples where people put anybody in a place. But if somebody would start saying to MH, right, I will give £10 million to MH, knock the whole place down, rebuild the whole thing from scratch, if that's something that MH would like to do, and you can have don't know how many extra rooms and shuls and everything, whatever you want, and just one thing, it has to be called base lock. Right? That's one thing. Now, maybe, for me, that would be totally inappropriate. But maybe for somebody else, that would be appropriate, depending on what else he's done. And depending on the situation. Nobody can turn around and say that it's pointless. Because there definitely is a benefit that will go for the generations. No doubt about it. But at the same time, it has to be something which is sonua, which is appropriate for his particular setting. Obviously, we're going to finish this subject. We finish the subject with something which is really very obvious, but nevertheless needs to be stated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands very well why you're giving the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands very well why you're doing this mitzvah. He understands it better than you. Many times a person looks back at things that he's done 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and with hindsight he would have done things different. He's a bit more mature. The times have changed. I wasn't completely aware of what the ramifications were. But if a person's kavona al Hashem Shemayim, then he definitely will have siyata d'shmaya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv ki le'olam chastoi. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv, that he is good, ki le'olam chastoi, his chesed is le'olam. Le'olam means that he doesn't want you, and he won't allow you, to do a mitzvah, and to do it in a way which is not the best possible way. Chalila, if a person would give money to tzedakah, and he will be in a situation where he might be punished, yeah, that's not le'olam chastoi. If you want to do good, if you want to do things in the right way, you will have the siyat d'shmaya to do things in the best possible way. If you want to publicize yourself, you might unfortunately have the situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the siyat d'shmaya to publicize yourself. But then we know what's going to happen. Then that will be Oisha Shamu Lebalov Lura Osi. Shkoyach.